Who here is ready for the kingdom of God? Two people, three people, four people. Wow, four people already. Okay, five. Five people already. Well, who wants it? How about this? Who wants it to be here right now? There we go. A little bit more. More than half. How many times have you prayed that the kingdom comes soon? Or do you sometimes forget to pray about that? You know, there are many distractions in our busy lives, and we may be caught up in the material side of things, sometimes forgetting what truly is important. We know what the future will bring. We know how bad it will get. And we also know what our potential is. We know what God has in store for us. And we know that the kingdom will come soon. But what we don't know is when. And that makes it very interesting. What does God say in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 42? Matthew chapter 24 and verse 42. Watch, therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. And also in chapter 25 and verse 13. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. So we are to pay attention and be focused on what is going on in the world, because that will give us a very good indication of how close we are getting to when Christ returns. Listen to our messages, to our standing watch programs, to our Aufpostenstehen programs. We give you the real news. Not that fake news out there. This is the real news. We have already seen how bad things are getting. But since we don't know when exactly Christ will return, but only the Father knows, and since we don't know when we will die individually, that means we need to be ready. And I mean now. So then let me ask again. Are you ready for the kingdom of God? Are you living a life that is pleasing to God? Are you obeying Him? Or are you still doing things that you shouldn't be doing, even though we know that they are wrong? Do you know that God wants you to succeed? He wants you to be a part of His family. He wants you to make it. And you want Christ to come back soon to put an end to all this madness in the world, right? Take it personal that we can delay His coming if we are not ready due to the lack of serious repentance. And we've talked about it already this feast, but we're going to talk about it again right now. In 2 Peter chapter 3 and in verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 3. Verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And that is you and me. He wants us all to come to repentance. He doesn't want to leave anybody behind. Are you prepared to give up all that you have for the kingdom? Or are we putting things in our lives first above God? Does God come first? What about our family and friends? What about our spouses, our children, our pets? What about our jobs and our hobbies? What about other things that we may struggle with, whether it be holidays like Christmas or Easter, sex, drugs, smoking, peer pressure. The list goes on and on and on. You could put anything into that list. We need to make sure that we give up all these wrong things and put God first in all things. Notice Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 6. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 6. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. And also going back to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33 and 34. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Verse 34, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. I want you to think back to when you first discovered the truth and made the decision that you wanted to be baptized, realizing that you wanted a change in your life. How has your life been since your baptism? It has been great, hasn't it? It's been perfect. No problems, nothing. Easy, right? Of course not. It has been difficult at times, with many, many trials that we have gone through. But do we learn from those trials? Do we understand why we go through them? Have you grown in understanding? As you go through trials, and oftentimes you go through the same trials, do you finally get to the point where you are able to overcome them easier? I grew up in the church. I was born in the church. But I went through many trials. There's no guarantee that I was going to make it. In fact, it got very difficult at times. I had to grow up, just like all of you. I was a teenager, too. I went to college. I had many friends outside of the church. I had to learn the hard way, often. And I had some wake-up calls in my life. Yes, I believe God was definitely working with me, and he had a lot of patience with me, and he still has at times. But I learned along the way, but I am still learning. For example, those of us who have been in a relationship, or those of us who are married, know exactly what I'm talking about. That also is a learning process. We learn a lot along the way. It's like a roller coaster, right? We have our ups, and then we have our downs. You know? And then we have our ups again. We have a lot of downs, don't we? There is no such thing as a perfect couple. A couple that never argues or has an absolutely perfect relationship without any problems is not human. It's impossible. The funny thing is that for those of you who are single out there, really want to get married. But for those of you who are married out there, wish they were single. And then on top of that, you want kids too. See, I can say this right now because my wife and Mason are not here. So, yeah. Oh, no. I love you, honey. I love you, Mason. They are here over handy, over WhatsApp. Hi. Yeah. You know, they're just kidding around. See, I've been almost married now 10 years, and it's taken just about that many years to finally get through everything. let's say. We've been through it all. We know what to do now. But look, with this example of marriage or relationships, you can apply this with other things in your life. Do you see how God is working with you, or do you let your struggle control you and have it become more important to you than God? Do you have more downs than you do ups? If you know that God, or that with God, all things are possible, then why do we worry? Why do you doubt? Why do we become sad and depressed and end up doing things we shouldn't be doing? Is this new life of ours too difficult for you to handle? Or was your life better before your baptism? Think about that. If you compare what you have now after your baptism and you look back to where you came from, what is better? If you trust in God, then let Him work with you. He is the one who made you, He's called you, and He has a plan for each and every one of you. And me, of course. But you are all here for a reason. Keeping this wonderful Feast of Tabernacles, and today, the last great day, with people of like mind. Picturing what the future will be like when the kingdom is established here on this earth. God called you and me for a purpose, and we should feel excited that He chose you and me, now over billions of people on this planet, to have the first chance to be in His kingdom. Are you ready?